If your idea of packing for a vacation is two bathing suits and a suitcase full of books, or if you're the kind of person who listens to that packing list and wonders why bother with the bathing suits, well, you've come to the right part of this radio program. We have suggestions from some independent booksellers about hot weather reads that might go on your packing list. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg gathered their opinions.
A mystery and apocalypse, wedding night anxieties, and a novel by Ann Tyler. These indie booksellers want us to read widely and well. Lots of books are set in faraway places, but one, A Golden Oldie by Ann Tyler, is very domestic.
She's resolutely unhip. She continues to set her novels in a distinctly unglamorous setting of Baltimore.
Steve Shapiro dares to call Charm City unglamorous only because he works far from Ballmer, way out in Kansas City, Kansas, at Rainy Day Books. Mr. Shapiro reads and rereads Ann Tyler's 1985 novel, The Accidental Tourist, and says he always finds something new. Her hero, a guidebook writer named Macon Leary, has a very odd, quirky family.
They will let the phone ring because they figure if somebody really wants them, they'll keep ringing or come to the door.
Macon Leary is leery of most things, until a dog walker named Muriel disrupts his hermetic habits with her relentless optimism. Ultimately, she saves him. Bookseller Steve Shapiro likes that. Now for some not set in Baltimore Shapiro picks, Bangkok Haunts by John Burdett. It's a piece of international crime fiction. There's a grotesque murder. The killer may be one of Thailand's biggest businessmen.
It's a perfect setup for John Burdett's cop, a man wonderfully named Sonji Jitalpleecheep.
Say it again.
Sonji Jitalpleecheep.
God bless you, and may he work 1,000 years in solving mysteries. Does he in this case? Is this a tough one for him?
He does. He does. He does it in the same way that Sam Spade and Philip Marlowe used to do, but with a twist.
Turns out the victim was an ex-girlfriend of Detective Gesundheit. And in Bangkok Haunts, the intricate culture of Thailand itself becomes an intriguing character. Family life and fear of it is explored in Ian McEwan's new book, On Chesil Beach, a novel.
It is the wedding night of Edward and Florence, and it's 1962.
Rona Brinley at the Bookmark in Atlantic Beach, Florida, says McEwan tells the entire story in a single critical day.
If you think everything you think all day and all the little stories you tell and the things you tell stories in your head, you can tell your whole life history in a day. And that's what he does with this one day. He goes through their memories and some of the baggage that they bring to this relationship and how they fell in love. And then, like in most good stories, there's that one moment and that one gesture where somebody does or doesn't do or say something that leads to a lifetime of what-ifs and if-onlys and questions and unresolved issues.
Lots of what-ifs and plenty of if-onlys dot the pages of the book, Five Skies. This is short story writer Ron Carlson's first novel in 30 years. It's the story of an emerging friendship among three men, rough scrabble types, working together in Idaho to build a platform for a movie stunt. Life has wounded each one of the men differently. The oldest can't get over his rage at the accidental death of his wife. Another struggles with guilt over an affair he had with the wife of his brother.
And the younger one comes to them having gotten out of jail for stealing cars, and so he's really trying to get his act together, and they're really trying to help him figure out how to do that. And in the process, they are forming this friendship, and it really is rare to find a book, I think, that focuses on relationships among men instead of women.
Five Skies by Ron Carlson, set in the Rocky Mountains, the big open West. Want something more urban? Well, how's the City of Light? Lucia Silva, buyer for Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California, likes Elaine Dundy's novel The Dud Avocado, a 1958 cult sensation being reprinted for today's readers.
Imagine Holly Golightly dropped off in the middle of Paris's Left Bank in the late 50s.
Oh, breakfast at Tiffany's at a small Paris cafe, huh?
Right.
The heroine is Sally J. Gorse, whose days and nights are wild, funny, dark, and quite busy.
Mishaps, misadventures, and well-intended debaucherous adventures. You could think of this as the 1950s precursor to Chick Lit. A great story, a great read.
The Dead Avocado by Elaine Dundy. Finally, and we do mean finally, The End of the World as We Know It. That is the tale of The Children's Hospital by Chris Adrian, one of Lucia Silva's newest all-time favorites. She says it's a majestic sweep of a novel.
The premise is that the Earth has been flooded beneath 7 miles of apocalyptic floodwaters, and all that remains is the floating children's wing of a hospital and all of its patients and interns and surgeons and attendings.
Lucia says it's a dystopian Grey's Anatomy, but brilliantly written. Here's an excerpt. The floods have just come, and the hospital has been lifted to the top of the waters.
Something had happened. That much she certainly believed. You could not feel that violent disjointment which had unsettled her off her feet and unsettled the kids out of their tenuous grasp on health and think otherwise. But a new ocean and them in the hospital, the only survivors? They were more likely experiencing some cruel experiment, black out the windows and blow in some aerosolized LSD and get Phyllis Diller to hide somewhere with a microphone and claim to be a sweet, creepy angel, than the end of the world.
From The Children's Hospital by Chris Adrian. 600-plus pages that fly by, according to Lucia Silva. Thanks to all our independent booksellers for their summer reading suggestions. You will find their complete book lists at npr.org. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.